Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where Dr. Janine Krause, that's me, gives you, a health junkie, a weekly dose of tools to help you increase your energy and resilience to life stressors.
On today's episode of the Health Fix Podcast, we're talking about mold, and in particular, what grows in homes. And here I've got a demo of my basement, my bedroom, and my kitchen. And you can see my bedroom has a lot of growth of microbes here. So what the heck am I going to do about it? Well, I am looking at what I need to do to remediate this in my home. And I was talking with a friend who has a company that creates air quality improvement systems using ultraviolet light and metals such as silver, copper, and zinc. So today we're going to be talking all about his X22 product and how it was a game changer for my air quality in my home.
Did you know that air quality in your home could be keeping you from getting a good night's sleep? Well, a friend of mine introduced me to his product, the X22 indoor air defense system. And guess what? I decided, let's try it for 10 weeks. And I found that after 10 weeks, I had minimal bugs growing in my house in terms of airborne pathogens. So if you're worried about your air quality in your home, struggling to sleep, maybe you want to boost your immunity, you want to consider
an X22.
So these are the actual results after using the X22 air defense system in my bedroom and houses in general for 10 weeks. I kept the device in my bedroom, but you can see everything improved in every single area of my home. So this is pretty darn cool. You got to check out the X22 air defense system. Let's talk about it on the podcast now.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. And on today's episode, I have Paul Keeler. This is a special one for me, guys, because he is a friend of my cousin's. We were introduced through her, and he has changed our life here over at our house, because right about the time that I was meeting him, I was wondering if I had some issues with mold or something in my house, and I wanted to know about it. So I did some testing, and turns out I had a lot of mold in my bedroom. And so at the same time, I met Paul and we started to talk about what he has to help folks out with their air quality in rooms, in bedrooms in particular. And so we're going to be talking all about how improving your air quality can improve your quality of life, can improve your sleep, can improve pretty much lots of areas in your overall vitality. So Paul, welcome to the Health Fix.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate it. Nice to be on with you.
Well, hey, we've had some informal meetings. We've done some Zoom at my cousin's house. So we've had some fun times chatting about how you came to create devices that help with air quality in homes. And of course, my cousin Sherry has one of your devices, and I do as well now, because I had to test it out before we did this podcast, of course. Not that I doubted that it would work at all. But, you know, I like to have a little background and make it a little more legitimate for folks. So let's back up a little bit and talk about how the heck did you get into making devices for improving air quality?
Well, I think I've always been a little bit of a geek, so it's good to find an outlet for geekism. I'm a former pre-med student who could never master calculus. So I found an outlet for that. And thankfully I make my living with air and water sterilization, designing beautiful water features for Hilton hotels and resorts and beautiful homes all around the country. And oftentimes when we do a water feature, which has beautiful, sterile, clean, potable water, the water feature is also having some benefit in scrubbing the air. And I didn't want to just scrub the air. It's led down a path of developing something that would be really very clean and sterile. And that led to the development of the X22, actually as a result of working on a hospital in the Chicago area, and worked up to their ICU. I was going through the whole property, making recommendations about upgrading with lighting in their facility. And when I got to the ICU, it was sad, truly sad. I won't say the name of the hotel or the name of the hospital, but when we got to the ICU, the air vents and the air quality were below standard. and it looked like air vents or something you'd see in a restroom in a gas station, not a hospital. Oh, so yeah. I thought, you know, we as mankind can do better than this. And that night I truly had a dream and a vision of some little device that would create a force field around people and protect them. And that was kind of the start of playing with prototypes and developing units. And the real goal of that is to have something that everyone could have, something that would be eventually affordable, but it wouldn't be a filter. It wouldn't be a club. It wouldn't be a way to hook someone and say, oh, you need to buy our particular filter, which is $50 a month. And you need one every other month. I don't want to do that. So I really looked to develop something that would be beneficial for someone like my mother, who's in her mid 80s, and that it would be automatic and worry free. You'd plug it in and you're done. You do nothing with it for a year other than maybe vacuum or dust it or something. So that was the real impetus for that.
That's great, because you think about all these filters. I mean, it's just more waste that we're adding to landfills. So we've got the environmental factor on top of it. And yeah, it does seem like for every device that there is, there's, you know, some sort of thing that goes with it that requires a little bit of maintenance. But as you've explained to me, and the fun little gloves we had to put on to put the X22 together, now we have some light, if you will, therapy. And I'm going to let you kind of, and I say light therapy because that's what is actually working on clearing your air. So tell us a little bit about those fun tubes that I had to put my gloves on for and couldn't touch to put in to install officially into the X22.
Yeah. What you're talking about is a UVC lamp, which creates ultraviolet light, which is the standard protocol used in hospital patient rooms as well as operating rooms to clean and sterilize and really destroy pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungal infections before they take off and create trouble. And so that's one aspect of what the X22 does. It goes through multiple stages. So it's kind of like a boxer, hitting once, hitting a second time, hitting a third time. So it's weakening and then destroying those pathogens and or allergens. And then the second stage of it is something, and I had a little sample. I don't have many of these, but I have a few. This is a sample of silver. So that's a kilo of silver. That's about all of my retirement savings right there. So With silver, we have a number of different materials, including nano silver, which are made into a catalyst at the end of the X22 air sterilizer. And it uses the ultraviolet light to get an additional benefit in creating hydroxyls. And the hydroxyls are able to attach to odors, smoke smell, tobacco smoke, cannabis smoke, dirty shoe smell, all sorts of organic odors and also VOCs, and it disassembles them on the molecular level. So really very cool. It's what nature does outside. And so the whole thought and design of the X22 was to really mimic what nature does, make it into a smaller box and a simple system that really anyone could use and operate. So the silver, which is in there, helps break down these organic organisms and creates a healthy, very clean, really almost a force field of clean air around people and allows them to breathe and allows them, of course, the past year and a half we'd be concerned about airborne viruses, but that's just really just a fraction of what it does.
No, it's really cool because a couple of things I think I'm thinking about, and one of the things that my podcast guests would be familiar with is nano silver. I talk about it a lot, you know, and use it in toothpaste, put it on cuts and wounds, things of that nature. But a lot of times we don't necessarily think about ultraviolet light as being something that is protective to us. We're kind of always told, oh my gosh, put on your sunscreen, you know, don't get too much exposure. Things are gonna, you know, happen. But I have learned over time that a little bit of ultraviolet and a little bit of light exposure exposure of that nature is good for you. Obviously, we're talking about concentrated tubes, and that's why you have the gloves. You're not, you know, trying to sun yourself with this device. Of course, folks, I'm just talking about some basic natural elements that we've talked about before. Now, one of the things you mentioned, Paul, was a force field around you with the X22. What is the range on it in terms of you put it into a room? How far can it really expand within the room? Say you have a large room, or say you're, you know, looking at what's the range, I guess, is what I'm saying here, for how far could it actually reach in a room?
Sure. We have different models. We also have a unit which goes into a duct system, which is more like a conventional filter or UV sterilizer. We're going to be installing a couple of those at our church here in the coming weeks. And each one of those is able to handle a really very large area. The smaller unit, the wall unit, is really designed to operate up to about 1,200 square feet. The tower unit is able to encompass totally about 3,300 square feet, or one level of a home. And then the UV duct system is able to do multiple levels within a home. So again, we're not filtering. So it's not like a fan and a filter to say, hey, this is good for one room or two rooms or X square footage. But it really intensifies and creates a concentrated effect. Oftentimes with the X22, if someone is recuperating from surgery, if they're dealing with illness, if they're living with a compromised immune system, the thought of putting the X22 near them to have a very concentrated environment and protection around them makes terrific sense. It will actually make a benefit as far as eradicating mold and disassembling mold spores. It will do it for some level for the entire house, but for us to be able to concentrate that around a person while they're fighting a severe illness or living with a compromised immune system is really terrific. And that was the original thought. My father was in the nursing home industry. And so I worked in college, spent many summers as an orderly and working in spaces in dealing with elderly patients that were no longer mobile. And I hate to say it, but society kind of forgot them. And family members may not visit that often. And I thought, boy, I'm Ralph's friend. Ralph has no family or friends left in the world except for me. And it was really impactful of connecting with people when we weren't related, but wanting them to have a clean, protected, what's the best we can do? And we can do a lot better than simply having a new filter in the furnace or something, but creating something that allows our body to be healthy, to regenerate. We've been created with a great design of this complex machine, and to allow our bodies to operate to their full potential. If we can have great restorative sleep and really be able to have full deep breathing, even when we're sleeping, is marvelous. And you certainly know what the benefits of that are. Of we don't need to add too much to the system. We just need to allow it to operate the way it wants to operate.
Absolutely. I mean, we're kind of, you know, we're complex, but we're also simple in the fact that we're kind of like plants. And this is how I tell patients all the time: we need sunlight, we need water, and we need good air. And a lot of us do not have that good air quality. I mean, so many patients of mine come in the office and they've got allergies, and they're taking, you know, they've got the Nasacort going up the nose every morning. They've got the, you know, Zyrtex and the, you know, you name it, Allegra's, et cetera, every single day. And they're like, yeah, I have really bad outdoor allergies. And I'm like, do you, or is it your house? And so here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a huge issue with mold. That is like number one off the charts. Lots of people having trouble. And not only does it affect your breathing, it affects your digestive system. And then that starts to affect breathing and digestive system. Now this is two hits for your immunity, in which as long-term goes on, now we're going to have cancer, things of that nature, if we keep our immune system compromised in that case. So I'm looking at this in terms of something that it's not about being sick and needing it. It's almost like everyone needs it to improve their air quality, just as a basic function of life, because I'm seeing way too many people dependent on all the allergy meds and things. And I think to myself, if I could just improve their air in the home, things would get a lot better.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You had mentioned before about colloidal silver and nano silver, and I'm always experimenting in and working that into different products. I've experimented with my wife for 17, 18 years. She's in great health. She's a triathlete and she's an Ironman. So I think hopefully my experiment has helped, and it's certainly not done any damage. But whenever she starts to feel a scratchiness in her throat or whatever, I'll encourage her to have a little bit of colloidal silver water, and also to make sure that we have the X22 in the bedroom operating that night. And it just allows her body to reset and keep away from her the allergens that would otherwise her body's going to have to wash through the sinuses and nasal membranes and try to push out of the body. If she can just have a break for a few hours and allow her body to spend energy fighting this this cold or potential infection is great. It's smart to do, it's wise to do, and really all of our homes, if we're concerned about the quality of our homes, the quality of the air, and protecting the people in our household, it's something we should do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I'm also thinking, you know, my office, different offices, you know, places of that nature. Of course, I'm being selfish right now, folks. I have it in my home because I found, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, that I had a little bit of overgrowth of mold. And in all places, my bedroom was the highest amount. And we searched around and we're not really sure where the source is. So we haven't changed anything, which is great for a scientific study. We've only put in the X22 in our bedroom. And right now I've got some plates cooking. And so at the end of the podcast, I will give you the reveal on how things looked. But what I can tell you in terms of how I feel, how my husband's feeling, we've got data for you. One, my husband used to have the quite stuffy nose, and I would literally, I was teasing him of being my grandmother, because I'd do the laundry and I'd find Kleenexes that were everywhere in the freaking laundry. And I'm like, honey, what is going on? Why do we have Kleenexes all in the laundry? He's like, oh, my nose runs all the time. Well, guess what? Since the X22 has been around, I have not been finding Kleenexes in the laundry anymore. That's notice number one. Number two, my husband says, I just can't, I sleep so great. I just don't even, you know, I just can't believe it. I want to stay in bed all day, every day. And so that may be a whole nother story for another podcast, but he's enjoying the deep sleep. Now it also gives off a little bit of decibels. What was it? 43 decibels. Is that what it gives off?
From a meter away, it's okay. Yeah, it's in the upper 40s, depends on the environment, up to about 49 decibels. Okay. Some people say they don't like that sound, but it actually, you're not hearing traffic. You're not hearing the dog. It's nice to have that little oasis around your ears. At least my wife and I like that. And helps encourage deeper sleep.
We love the white noise here. I live in Tacoma in Washington. If anyone knows the area, there's lots of sirens. And I happen to be right in the airway for the lovely Air Force Base landing. So we get a lot of air traffic and SeaTac traffic back and forth too. So it drowns out all that. And we kind of enjoy it, because we used to use a fan before. And now I'm like, wait a minute, that fan was probably just blowing dirty air all around our bedroom. And so, you know, those of you folks right now who are using fan for white noise, now you can have that white noise and have a benefit to it as well. Cause otherwise we were just blowing a bunch of dirty air and dog dander, most likely, since our critters are in our bedroom. And so the X22 sits more or less probably about a meter away from our bed in our bedroom. So that would make sense for the decibels there. Now, the other big thing that I was going to talk about, and I have here on data, is I have been using the Oura Ring. Folks can see that there for proof that it does happen here. And I've been taking some data to see how have I been sleeping? Have my amount of time that I've been in bed, has it improved? Has my readiness score improved? And I've also seen some improvement there. So I use the Oura Ring to test this. So I tell a lot of folks, you know, if you're wondering, does something work, and you have some of these wearables, you could be using your Apple Watch, you could be using different things to help to gauge, are we getting improvement? And what I'm looking at is my readiness scores have been in the 90s consistently. And my sleep, I used to sleep 4 to 5 hours a night on average. I would be in bed 7 hours, but my sleep was 4 to 5 is terrible. And now I'm sleeping more about 5, 6, 7 hours a night. So I have had quite a bit of improvement, and we're looking at just a little over 2 months with the X22 in the house. So I, right now, barring what comes out in this next test, I'm pretty sure that we're going to see that we've reduced what's growing in that showed up basically in my air of my bedroom. I'm quite confident that it's done that. Now, you have some other stories, Paul, not just me. You've sent me some things. Tell the folks a little bit about some of the other stories that you've heard from folks that have tried out the X22.
Sure. And actually talking about having a fan or having an old filter running, I want to touch base on that.
Yeah.
The manufacturer of every filter, you go to Costco, you go to Target, you go to Walmart. Oh, we need a new, better air cleaner, air purifier, air filter. Typically, it's a fan with a paper filter, and a lot of them come with one replacement filter. Guess what the average amount of times that somebody changes the filter when they buy a new air cleaner?
What was zero?
Well, if it comes with an air filter, an extra replacement filter, they will use that one filter. But most people never join the club, don't find the same size, whatever the hook is. It's kind of like a printer, maybe the printer for free, and then the toner cartridges or something become quite expensive. If one has an air cleaner, an air purifier, and they have not changed the filter on it, typically after 30, 45, 60 days, it's dirty. It can have viruses, it can have bacterial load in there, and of course can have the start of fungal infection, having spores in there as well. So if it's not cleaned or replaced, it's actually worse than having no filter at all. So having a fan, okay, yeah, that's dust, but to have a filter and have it be dirty is actually, you're broadcasting and spreading potential pathogens in your home. Better not to have it. And again, that was part of the thought with the X22. Let's eliminate this. It was really based upon NASA technology, which they use with the International Space Station, where they have to recycle and recirculate the air which is within there. And so that was part of the thinking that went into this. And then we developed it a little bit from there as well.
Wow, that's fascinating that, yeah, one time they'll change it. I'm like thinking about our house, and I know my husband had said he cleaned it once a year, and we have the type where you hose off something. It's not even a paper one. It's like metal or something of that nature. But I'm like, I wonder if we're coming up on that time when it would normally be washed off. I'll have to ask him, because I'm going, maybe that's the connection to why the heck I have mold in my bedroom and I can't figure out why. I don't know. So many thoughts.
Yeah, it's as you know, the fungal kingdom is not the animal kingdom. It's not the plant kingdom. It is so diverse. It's an incredible kingdom unto itself. And each time we take in a breath, we're bringing in 50 to 100 different fungal species. We don't need to be afraid of that. The funguses live inside of us as well. There's healthy ones as well. But again, when we have that balance, when our body is doing well, it's not an issue. When we're overwhelmed with it, when we're dealing with stress or sickness, then that ambient background noise of fungal level, then it can become more and more of an issue and affect someone's breathing, affect their health, and can even be fatal. So I'm planning in a few weeks to have lunch with a doctor from India, and we've probably all read or heard about, or at least I probably pay more attention to those things, but the black fungus in India often affects people when they're recuperating from COVID or something else, and their body is worn down. Oftentimes that might be the opportunity for pneumonia to set in. Okay, I just got over the 6-month flu. Boy, I'm really feeling beat. And guess what? Wham, you get hit with this other infection. And so with this fungal infection, it affects the face. Why is it more rampant in India than it is here? I really don't know, but it's something that we'd certainly like to help and see what we can do to address this and be able to create safe havens and environments that are free or 99 point whatever percent free of airborne fungal infections while people recuperate and are able to get over the infection and start to win the battle.
That's huge. That's huge. I mean, I think just air quality in general is something that, of course, with the recent pandemic and things of that nature has become kind of at the forefront. But I think it's also just something that needs to be on everybody's radar about their overall total immunity and health. And instead of being, you know, terrified of going outside and getting something, I think, and I'm going a little out of the box here, folks, but I think it might be worth it to consider having something in your home that can help to kind of reset yourself, because you can't control what's outside, but you can control the environment that you're in, day out. And ultimately the environments that you are in, day out, this is where your immune system is going to be, it's going to be make or break for your immune system. So the stronger your immune system is, the better you can go outside and not be hit with things and affected, compared to if you have a weakened immune system from being in a sick home or a sick air home, as I would typically label it. So Paul, you've got the X22 behind you there. I can see that familiar device there. Well, and folks, you could probably see if you're watching this, the X22 there. It's not very big. Tell us, that's the small unit. That's the wall unit. How big is it officially? Because I think a lot of people are thinking like, oh man, is this thing as big as my furnace? Is it, you know, what are we working with here? Because aesthetically, we do think on those terms, what does the device look like? And you can feel free to go into the tower, what that looks like. I think it looks like a shredder, like a very large shredder. But give us a little rundown in terms of sizing so folks get a little idea of what impact these will have on their aesthetics of their home.
Sure. The original unit and the reason it's called the X22, it was experimental, but it was to replace a 2x2 ceiling tile. So if you can see this particular unit here, which fits into a 2x2 ceiling grid, was the original unit that we had developed various prototypes for. This was about 7 years ago. We have a number of different patents that are pending with us. And this used the same technology with UVC sterilization, and then also with the special PCOC catalyst, which includes silver and other elements to create hydroxyl radicals and to neutralize and disassemble odors and pathogens at the molecular level. So the tower unit is 15 inches by 15 by 28 inches high. It's like a speaker. We designed it to be a stable platform. If somebody wants to use it for a bedside table, they certainly can. You could put a clock and phone and recharger and lamp on it. And so it's a big stable base, high quality item that's designed and made here in the US. The wall unit, the air shield, is approximately 21 inches long, weighs 17 pounds, is a stainless steel piece which can attach to the wall. It can sit on top of the refrigerator. In our bedroom, I simply sit it on the floor or I put it on the bureau and it gets a nice circulation. If you've ever had a pool, you know, with the pool, you want to stir the water within the pool while it's being filtered. And that's what works very well with the air shield version of the X22. To put it against one wall, it helps the air in that room slowly stir, slowly recirculate. And as it comes by and it goes in through the X22, the allergens and bad things in the air are neutralized and destroyed, and fresh air is sent out again. The X22 is also oxygenizing and oxidating these bad odors as well. A friend of ours who is a cancer survivor, but that also means there could be cancer in her system, and she deals with oxygen therapy. And she says, in an oxygen-rich environment, the cancer is not able to live or grow. It will kind of hibernate and hunker down. And with the X22, we're using oxygen as well to oxidize and break down with a hydroxyl radical, which is OH as opposed to H2O, and it's unstable. It wants to attach to something. So whether it's going to attach to stinky kitchen smells, whether it's going to attach to laundry smells, bathroom smells, new furniture smells, whatever it is, it will attach and help break that down. And again, same thing that's going to happen outdoors. If you took that new sofa and you put it out in the direct sunlight, out in the sun, and we had bought new furniture this past winter. We couldn't do that. We couldn't put it out in the snow here in the Midwest.
Nope.
But to put an X22 next to it, it was able to exchange that. It was able to suck in the VOCs that we didn't want to smell, to break them down, and it breaks them down into water vapor and carbon dioxide. So again, it's just it's continuing the carbon cycle, which is happening outdoors, and that's terrific. And this friend of ours who continues to live with cancer, but right now is cancer-free, great. And she's dealt with oxygen therapy. She's certain there's some great benefit with the X22, oxidizing odors. And she thinks also it does open her pathways while she sleeps. She said also that since she's had cancer, she snores a little bit. But with the X22, she pushes the button and for her, it doesn't snore. Now, I don't know if that does that for everyone who snores. I snore somewhat and my wife has not yet experimented on me to see if that's the case, but it certainly does open the pathways. I have three sons. My big middle son, Jackson, 6'7", 300 pounds coming out of high school. He was a left tackle in Division I football. And in the course of his football career, he got hit in the head and hit in the face and banged up, as happens with football players. For him, it's sometimes difficult to breathe, but he had said with the X22, it made the air silky. And I said, Jack, you're a college graduate now. Can you come up with a better word than silky for air? And he said, I don't know how else to describe it. Otherwise, usually when I sleep, my nose clogs. I'm not able to breathe through my nose all night long. I end up breathing through my mouth. My mouth gets dry. And he says, with the X22, that's not the case. I'm able to breathe better. And our friend who's living with cancer had echoed the same thing. They said, she says, just as a sleeping machine, there's a terrific benefit to it. And I'd be happy to make a special offer to your audience, Janine, of whatever item would make sense. I'd say probably that would be the air shield. And when we conclude, I can share some special offer that we'd like to make.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's would be awesome. Who doesn't like a special offer? But I think this is absolutely huge for everybody, because I'm sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, that silky air, you know, it's reduced the inflammation in the mucosal tissue. So that lining of the sinuses that gets swollen and will block your airways. I mean, that's fundamentally what's happening. What I've seen with my husband in particular, and in myself, what I've seen is I tend towards puffiness under my eyes, and I don't get a lot of puffiness under my eyes. I went home to Illinois to visit without my X22 and my eyes became more puffy. So I think at this point, I'm going to have to grab my dad one and get it into the house as well, because I think it's an important factor here. And what you said that, you know, the X22 could handle 1200 square feet. I mean, a lot of one floors of homes, that is the square footage. And you were saying the 3300 for the tower. I mean, that's a good office space. That could circulate air. And I think that's, you know, huge.
Exactly. I do a lot of work with hospitality, healthcare, and also housing. And so to have something that would work well for a restaurant, that would work well for a bar, I know how much we all value these things, but they are disposable. Yeah. And doctor, what benefit do these have to airborne viruses?
Zero.
Exactly.
You need something stronger in the ultraviolet light and the X22. I mean, you've got the colloidal silver, you got the ultraviolet light, you got the whole system, like Paul said, what nature does to clear your air naturally for you. And you're not recycling your own air, as the mask is also doing in that case. Not to mention, yes, it's disposable. And unfortunately, I think a lot of folks use it quite reusable. Over.
Oh, exactly. If it's required to wear one, but you don't want to wear one, people end up using the same one again and again and again for weeks. And again, it's just like the dirty filter in an air cleaner. It's going to be breeding bacteria that really could potentially make you sick while you're having this disposable device that you thought was going to help you. The thought with the X22 to be able to take the air when people are forced to breathe common air. When does that happen? A restaurant, a cafe, a club, a fitness center, a spa, a church, a community center, all these different environments, of course, school, office, work environment. Many times people will bring an air cleaner from home and say, I'm going to put this on my desk. I can't take care of all the air in the whole office, but at least for a 2-foot radius or a 10-foot radius around my desk, I want to protect myself and have good, clean air. If my employer is not going to do it, I'll spend my own money to do it. Well, it'd be great to be able to convince that employer to say, here is a device which is designed to operate for up to a 20-year life, so it's not a disposable product. It's a high-grade healthcare product, and this can be installed in an office, in a school, in a restaurant, any of these environments to clean and sterilize for the everyone. And what a nice benefit to say to the public, to say, "Oh, we're doing this for you. We care about you." It's not window dressing. It's something real and substantial. When we care about the patrons and the staff that we have in our office.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that, you know, I've been, of course, testing it first, got to test things out. That's the nature of me. We will be putting one in my office for sure here in Tacoma. It's well needed because I have an office, sadly, that the windows don't even open in my office. So you can imagine how the air quality is in there. So nevertheless, it's going in my office. We already have it in my bedroom, and I'm definitely going to reveal my results for you guys as to what happened with these plates at the end of the visit here today. But Paul, I want you to give us a shout in terms of where can folks find the products online? What's your website? How can they get a hold of you? And yeah, give us the deal. What do you got for the Health Fix listeners?
Yeah, exactly. The company that manufactures it and offers it, my two sons run our family website for this, so it's a family business, and that's gbcsupply.com. Toll-free number is 800-221-1988, and again, GBC, so Golf Bravo Charlie Supply. So I used to work as a green building consultant, and that's where the name came from.
Building consultant.
So we offer units through there. We're in discussions about having additional distribution with maybe even a joint venture project that we could announce here by the end of the year. But at this point, what's offered through GBC are the best offers, including discounts. We have special discounts for schools, for nonprofits, and we'd love to be of service and have people test it out and be able to see, to have this super clean, sterilized air in their home or in their business or in their bedroom. Does it make a difference? Yes or no? And anecdotally, we've had better than 95% of the people who have slept with it have said, yes, I've noticed. Two people said, no, I haven't noticed any difference. Okay, that's fine. But it's I do not guarantee that it cures snoring, but it's for what it's targeted to do, to kill airborne pathogens, to control and neutralize airborne allergens. It provides a terrific benefit. And so knocking down pet dander and making a space, whether it's the bedroom, whether it's the living room, whether it's the whole home, we have different units that people can see on the website that provide a terrific benefit. And most of them are made in the USA, and most of the components are made here, but we really try to get the best quality items. So here's a permanent quality piece that somebody can have in their home and business and really make a difference and improve their quality of life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we will be posting all the website, the GBC. I like the GBC. That's green building products. Who doesn't want that? You know, I say green building products. That'd be GBP, GBC. We'll edit that. So Paul, the discount for the group, how do they get a hold of that? Where do we find that? And is there a code? What are they doing there?
Yeah. Let me share with you a special code for your people, the people that follow your podcast and follow your direction and recommendations. And we will give on the website, I think there's typically a 15 or 20% discount, which is already offered, but we'll offer a deeper and better one just for your people for the next 30 days.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll put that out there. You guys have to shout out and say that you listen to the Health Fix podcast, and I will put those notes there at drjkrausnd.com. Paul, thanks for coming on and telling us all about your lovely X22 and just sharing your story. I think it's great for folks to have some option to help with just cleaning their air and living a healthier life. So thank you very much for all you do and your invention.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really have a passion for air and water sterilization. And just like you, improving the quality of people's lives. So if you can not do some things and do a few things, do them better, it really can impact people's lives and really everyone in your household.
It's huge. Couldn't have said it better. Thanks, Paul.
Very good. Thank you, doctor.
Hey, Health Junkie, do you want to take the conversation to the next level based off of the Health Fix podcast? Well, you're in luck. Head over to the Facebook group for this podcast called Find Your Health Fix. There you'll find me answering questions, but also dropping in all kinds of tidbits and keeping the conversation going all about health. And you'll never know what you might learn and what might open up a door to a new you.